Hey friends, it is Monday, and we are reading today the introduction to the Sermon on the Mount, the longest recorded sermon that Jesus preached. Jesus is known as a rabbi. A rabbi was a Jewish teacher, and Jesus is teaching as his primary audience, the disciples who are with him there on the mountain, but also we know that there were crowds around. Now, every good rabbi would teach his students about the law of Moses, or the Torah, or the first five books of the Old Testament to encourage their obedience. Now, Jesus takes special care in actually making revisions to the Torah, showing his authority and showing that he has come to up the ante, so to speak, and to teach people what he's all about. You know, this chapter covers more ground than most chapters in the Bible when it comes to the sheer amount of topics that Jesus covers. He covers salt and light. He covers murder and adultery and divorce and revenge. And of course, again, love for enemies, because we all need to hear that again, don't we? Now, Jesus starts this famous sermon with something that showed, I guess in a lot of ways, it showed that Jesus wasn't going to come in on a big stallion to beat up the Romans. But Jesus is showing that love is why he came. Love and forgiveness of sins is what he is setting people up to understand. And I want you to think about the softness in Jesus when he says these words, verses 3 to 12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I want to encourage you to spend some time in the Beatitudes today and thinking about each of these things. Am I poor in spirit? That doesn't mean you're depressed. Blessed are you when you mourn. And some of you, you're in mourning. You've experienced loss, and whether that's of a loved one or of a job or finances or relationships. He calls us to be meek. He calls us to hunger and thirst for righteousness. That needs to be our very sustenance, hungering and thirsting to be righteous. Being merciful, being pure in heart, being peacemakers, not fighters. Jesus didn't come to be a fighter, and everybody expected him to. And he's turning that thought upside down here. And we're persecuted when we really live for him. Think about all of these things that Jesus say. If we are these things, or if these things happen to us, we are what? We are blessed, even when we don't feel like it. Because what? Because great is our reward in heaven. Talk to you tomorrow.